WTOP News Time, 5:22.
Immigration reform is considered one of the year's top legislative priorities for Democrats and Republicans. And this year, those in support of reform have a new partner, Christian conservatives.
Joining us to talk more about it, Anna Palmer, reporter for Politico. Good to have you here, Anna.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this group largely stayed on the sidelines last time this issue was being seriously debated, or maybe even they opposed immigration reform. What's changed now?
Really, two things that have changed. One, if you look at where evangelical Christians are growing in terms of their parishes, there is a huge growth opportunity for Hispanics and Latino immigrants that already are a part of the church. And so I think when they look towards the next 10 to 20 years, they see this as a really growing sector. The second thing is, when you look at where Hispanic and Latinos are on some of the real issues that are central to the religious right, such as gay marriage and other things like that, they really are in step and feel the same way that the religious right does on these issues.
So to some extent, Christian conservatives feel by broadening the tent to encompass like-minded people, it would help them politically down the line.
Absolutely helps them in terms of their growth of their church, as well as in pushing some of these other issues that have been central to their cause for years.
Now, you can't paint all Christian conservatives with the broad brush. Are there some factions that are still opposing this?
There certainly are some factions that are opposing this. And the other thing that I think is really, important to look at this is these are a lot of the leaders that are on board. They've just really started some of the kind of going into the pews and trying to get parishioners, supportive of this. And also, they're really talking about broad brush strokes. So whether or not this kind of galvanizing power can try and stay together throughout this, what will, certainly be an onerous debate is unclear.
Is there a sense that a coalition is going to get together to push immigration reform through?
In terms of the Christian conservatives or in terms of on the Hill?
On the Hill, just like the broader argument, since there are all of these different groups that seem to be coming around that did not before.
Certainly the two different groups of members, and one in the House and one in the Senate, is for people that have been pushing for immigration reform for years, probably the most positive sign since 2006 when talks broke down. So there's definitely a sign that there's serious talk happening, but making legislation is a really long process, and the devil is always in the details, and you kind of hear that over and over again on Capitol Hill, so it's unclear how much legs this actually does have.